right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio, continuing to fight the good fight. Every moment, every day, can't let your guard down for 2 seconds, or the scoundrels in power will leap on you and pounce on you and suck what little rights and freedoms you got left. We've got to constantly keep them on watch. That's what people in this country have failed to recognize. You don't win freedom for all time, at one point, and then it's smooth sailing from there on out. Freedom must be maintained. It's like anything else. You don't paint your house once and think that it's all set now. You can kick back and never have to worry about painting it again. You got to keep repainting it every so many years because the paint wears off. It's the old law of entropy. Everything in this world breaks down, and nothing breaks down more readily than politics, than governments. They become monstrously corrupt at an alarmingly rapid rate as long as people become apathetic. And they make sure that you become apathetic. People tend to do that anyway, but they accelerate the process by dumbing you down, doping you up, bombarding you with constant inundations of propaganda. And so here we are. Collectively, we've reached a point, with their assistance, of course, where people are just that. They're completely apathetic. They don't care. As long as they got their McDonald's burgers and their supersized fries and, coffee and donuts in the morning for breakfast, they're happy. Watch the soap operas and the football game. It's just disgusting. That's all people care about. What the latest scandal is on the soap opera. What the football scores are, the baseball scores. You know, nothing wrong with that stuff. But when that becomes your all-encompassing focus, there's something desperately wrong. People know what's going on in the football games and soap operas, but they don't know what's going on in Washington. They don't know the sellout that's taking place, the complete dismantling of their country. It's so pathetic. Anyway, interesting topic today. I've covered this previously on the show with some of the guests I've had on, but those guests have had varying opinions. I've never really stated my case very clearly on the show regarding this area, this avenue. So I'm going to be elaborating today and tomorrow on the subject of Zionism. Today I want to talk about the history of it, what their philosophy is, how it came about, what Zionism really is, and how it has nothing to do with Judaism, although they want you to think it does, and that if you speak against Zionism or the Israeli government, that you're somehow anti-Semitic. So we're going to strip the facade away on that, expose that for what it really is. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be quoting and elaborating on the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Many people would have you believe, the Zionists especially, would have you believe that the protocols are a forgery, that it's not a legitimate document. Well, we're going to strip that facade away tomorrow. But anyway, I'll save that for tomorrow. Before the break, let me just go over a couple quick announcements here as usual. By the way, obviously I'm done with the Trinity thing. I was going to go into it in more detail, but, you know, I kind of beat that into the ground enough for now, I guess. Maybe on a future show, you know, we can discuss that a little more. I never did get into the Holy Spirit aspect of it very much, but I think you got the point. I hope you did. And I hope any Trinitarians listening out there at least aren't going to be labeling me a heretic, because you have no grounds to do it. I think I more than adequately demonstrated that my position is sound and the Trinitarian one is not. Scripturally speaking, you have no ground to stand on, Trinitarian. Sorry. Anyway, not too often, but in the future I plan to cover a couple other what I feel are important religious topics. One, namely, being the concept of God as a destroyer. I think that there's a lot of people out there that have a complete misunderstanding about God, and if they believe God to be a destroyer, then that justifies them having that kind of attitude. That's what brought the Dark Ages about, folks. If people think God is an angry, vengeful God who wipes out everyone who doesn't agree with them, then that gives them justification for doing the same thing. And that's why we had the Dark Ages. So I want to strip that facade away so people have no excuse for having that kind of attitude. If you want to be a godly person, you got to have a godly character. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I've got some guests scheduled next week, in fact, pretty much every day next week, except Friday. I'm not sure if I'm going to book one on Friday or not. I might start leaving one day a week open, just to go off on my own tangents. Lately, I've had in the past guests booked every day, and it didn't give me any time to go over news or anything else, so I might leave Friday open. But I got some really good guests lined up next week, folks, and I'm trying to arrange it so that, you know, each one is a different topic, so that we're, you know, jumping all over the map. I like to have different things, not the same thing all the time, and not just politics all the time, of course. That's some good news. It looks like my Skype has finally kicked back in. I wasn't able to get onto Skype. I'm actually on the phone right now, so maybe during the break I'll switch back over to Skype. It's been acting kind of crazy this morning. Anyway, if anyone's interested, as I said yesterday, in contacting me, if you got any comments about things I cover on my show, or if you want to make suggestions about future shows, guests you want to see, topics you want to see, you can email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, that's Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. The website is truthhurts.com. Encourage you to go there and start posting some stuff. Admittedly, I haven't been doing that myself lately. I've been so busy, I have not checked my own website in actually several weeks. Of course, I've been on vacation quite a bit during the month of August. But just a reminder, if anybody is interested in getting the Aaron Russo DVD, the now late Aaron Russo, sadly, you can get that for $19.95 at RBN plus $4.95 shipping and handling by dialing 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anybody's interested in reading any of my books, the past 3 days, I've been hammering away at the Trinity issue, and the book that deals with that is obtainable along with several of my other books, one on 9/11, one on the New World Order, along with a few others, and there'll be more to come. That's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. The book that deals with the Trinity issue is called Who is God? I couldn't think of a better title for a book that deals with the Trinity issue, because that's what really is in question. Who is God? Is he this triune deity, or is he one singular entity? So all the material that I covered the past 3 days, along with a whole lot more that I didn't get time to cover the past 3 days, is there in that book. So, again, go to lulu.com. Just search for my name, Charles Giuliani. Last name is spelled G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. That's the best way to find my books. Just type in my name. You'll see Who Was God come up along with several others. That's the best way to find it. For some reason, when you put the titles of my books in, it doesn't come up right away on the first page. I don't know why that is, but the way to get around that, again, is just type my name in. They'll come up. I've actually already had quite a few people order the Who Is God book since Monday. So that's good, and I hope I'll hear back from you. I'd like to know what you think after you read it. I get one of two responses. Either, wow, thank God, brother, you know, you've really opened my eyes, or I never hear from them again. Never do people come back to me and say, after reading your book, I'm convinced more than ever that you're a heretic, and I'm going to prove you wrong, and here's why. That's never happened, folks. I wrote that book back in 1996. I mean, I've updated it quite a bit since then. As I've gone along, you know, I've added more stuff to it. But the initial book I first printed back in 1996, I've been sharing it with, you know, thousands of people since. And no one has ever come back to me and said, you're wrong and I'm going to prove it. No one. Isn't that interesting? Never. Never. Not once. Like I said, I either never hear from them again or they'll thank me. Wow, you've opened my eyes. The ones that never contact me again, you got to wonder what's going on there. Why don't they contact me? If I'm so wrong, aren't they obliged to set me straight? Of course they are. The fact that they don't is evidence right there that they know I'm right, and they just don't want to admit it. They don't want to upset their cozy little world. They don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit their church is a cult lying to them. Anyway, enough on that. All right, guys, let's get with the subject at hand here. Very important topic, and a lot of material here to cover. Oh, boy. I'll never get around to doing all of this today. Well, if I have to, I'll break this into two parts, and I'll be covering the protocols maybe next week. Yeah, I think I'm going to need 2 days to cover this. This is big. There's a lot to this. So with no further ado, let me launch into this. Zionism, guys, it is a major, major topic, one that unfortunately most people in this country are totally oblivious to. They have no idea what Zionism is. They have no idea the danger, the threat that it poses to this country, the control that it exercises in Washington, in our media, in our education system. And it has nothing to do. I want to state that abundantly clear right up front. Nothing to do with anti-Semitism, nothing to do with bigotry or prejudice, on and on and on. Zionism is a political school of thought. That's all that it is. When you protest Zionism, it's no more prejudicial than when you protest Nazism. As a matter of fact, I hope you'll agree when I get through with this that Nazism and Zionism are one and the same, literally. Zionists created Nazism. Hitler's chief financiers were Zionists. The Warburg family, which ran the Reichsbank, were Hitler's chief financiers. Hitler never sent any of the Warburgs into the concentration camps. Of course, if he would have been consistent about his extermination of the Jews, he would have sent his own self there, because Hitler was part Jew, half Jew. Anyway, but, you know, the more you look into this subject, the more shocking it becomes, and the more you realize that mainstream churchianity, or as some falsely label it, Christianity, is totally evil, because it is completely allied with this Zionist movement. Anybody who's ever heard John Hagee speak, you know, if you're familiar with Zionism and you see how evil it is, and then you hear this scoundrel speak, professing to represent God, professing to be this wonderful Christian godly man, he's a disgusting pig, folks. He's a Zionist whore. To sit there and listen to him ramble on and on, God has raised up Israel, and it is our job to support Israel. If we don't want the curses of God to fall upon this nation, we need to stand behind him. I say, we don't need to cut off support to Israel. We need to send them more money. We're not sending enough money to Israel. If we want to secure the blessings of the Almighty, we need to support. I mean, he just goes on and on and on. I mean, you talk about puckering up, baby. Man. I mean, you can't pucker more than that guy when he goes on with his little Zionist rants. It's piggishly disgusting. And oh, don't worry. They've got his wallet well fattened. His butt cheeks don't get within 5 inches of his seat when he sits down because of his thick wallet that they line with fat wads of cash to sing their little tune. Oh, it's disgusting, folks. It really is. It's just repulsive. And don't think for one moment that he doesn't know that Israel is an abomination. Of course he does. But he don't care. He's making big, big, juicy wads of cash. He was there just a few months ago, earlier this year, back in, I think it was March, at a IPAC conference. Just going on and on and on. And the guy who filmed him out in the audience was sitting next to this lady. I don't know who made him more sick, him or the lady who kept clapping and cheering and praising this guy. Amen, brother. Oh, what a holy man of God. You sing it. You praise him, brother. I mean, she just kept going on and on. You sing it, brother. Disgusting. Here it is. We're sending billions and billions of dollars to Israel. The official number is, you know, 4, 5, whatever, 6 billion. It's a heck of a lot more than that. That's just what they report. You know, it's like Bush's income every year gets reported as, you know, $700,000 to $800,000. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, George just takes home $700,000 to $800,000 a year. yeah, okay, you believe that one, folks. Again, send me the check and I'll mail you the bridge, okay? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, but, you know, to hear these guys go on and on. Pat Robertson, he's another one. Major Christian Zionist. As a matter of fact, there's more, quote, Christian Zionists in this country than there are, quote, Jewish Zionists. And by the way, most Jews are not Zionists. Did you know that? And most Zionists are not Jews. Well, that's interesting. Wow, we got a caller already. I haven't even gotten started yet. We've got Clinton. Uh-oh. I hope it's not Bill calling. Clinton in Wisconsin. Nice state.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Good, thank you. A little faint on my end, but that might be my hearing. I keep hearing people disclaim the statements that you just made was a big disclaimer. We're talking about specifically Zionism and this and that.
I'm not surprised. You know what? We're going to a break, buddy. Why don't you hold on and we'll pick you up when we get back,
sure,
okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Clinton in Wisconsin. Great state, by the way. It recently got better. My girlfriend's from there. You still with us, Clinton? Uh-oh. Am I still with us? Wonder if I got cut off here. I'm not... Clinton. All right. Sorry about that, buddy. Call back in there, Clinton. But I think he was saying something about people disagreeing with my assessment. Well, that's why I'm doing this show. I want to set the record straight here very clearly what exactly Zionism is, to draw a sharp distinction, because there is a sharp distinction between Zionism and Judaism, that this has nothing to do with ethnicity. Has nothing to do with nationality, nothing. It is a political ideology. Now, they would have you think that it has everything to do with ethnicity. If you protest Zionism, that you are a Jew hater. Well, if that's the case, I guess we've got Clinton back. I'll bring him up in 1 second. If that's the case, then wouldn't it be fair to say that the Zionists should no longer protest Hitler's regime because that's anti-Aryan? They hate the Germans. Do you see my point? If protesting the corrupt policies of the Israeli government and their Zionist philosophy of world domination, and that's all that it's about, And, I mean, you can just go to JewsAgainstZionism.com and see that. You can't call them anti-Semitic. These are Jews who recognize that Zionism is an evil political ideology. And their founder, Theodor Herzl, stated emphatically, and so has every prominent Zionist since, that the goal of Zionism is to dominate the world and to wipe out Arab culture. Stick around if you doubt that, folks. I'll be quoting from their own sources to prove that. Anyway, we do have Clinton back in the line from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Clinton.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. It's a dilemma that I have, all right, with your current point of view.
Okay.
I'm going to be quoting from an Associated Press article listing former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's medical condition. Okay?
All right.
The thing is that I disagree with your disclaimer. I find it, I don't want to say cowardly to attack you personally, but I think it's disingenuous when people, discussions have entertained the aspect of looking at the formal religions of Islam and Christianity and some of the ones that support violence or what have you contained within those respective dogmas. But getting back...
Well, this has nothing to do with religion, but no, just so you know, I'm not defending Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. They're all religions are corrupt.
But yes, sir. Thank you. That's the whole point. And
yeah.
The point from my perspective is I don't see a way to separate Zionism from Judaism when you look at the following issues here, for example.
Oh, well, wait, that's not true at all.
Let me get to the article down here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right, Sharon, we know, had a stroke, as we're told, and he lays, you know, in between life and death. It says here, under established Jewish legal codes, it's forbidden to do anything to hasten death. Rabbis remain deeply divided. So the point is that we have substantial proof in this and many, many, many other publications, authorizations, documents, holy books, what have you, that the Jewish rabbi is the one that establishes and dictates their Zionist government.
Well, I mean, there's Jewish rabbis who are hardcore Zionists. There's Jewish rabbis who are anti-Zionists. You know, they're divided. There's different camps.
That's true. Just
right.
Like everything, there's division. But I don't think that it's really doing anybody any good to feel fearful with all of these disclaimers when the facts are otherwise.
Well,
we are looking at a rabid religious group who has taken control of the United States, just as like we have looked at a rabid control in Iraq, Christianity, and elsewhere.
Right. No, I agree. It's scary.
Okay, well, I think we ought to put those cards on the table then.
Well, I am. I'm talking about mainstream Christianity exerting a powerful influence in this country, which has allied itself with the Zionist movement. And it's creating a very dangerous influence in Washington. So it doesn't matter if you have, you know, the Pat Robertsonians or the John Hagees, or if you have IPAC, because they all have the same agenda. And
which
they're pumping,
the same agenda,
you know,
as
exorbitant
Ariel
amounts
Sharon.
Of money. What's that?
It was the same agenda as Ariel Sharon.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So now my point is, I think it's increasingly important to point out that the rabbis are the ones that establish all the doctrines of Zionism. And it all...
Well, yeah, I mean, there are good many of them, but, you know, there are rabbis who aren't Zionists.
Wait, they all
well.
Serve the what is it called, the Knesset or what have you? I'm not all that educated about it, but it's quite clear to me that we can't continue to say, well, some do and some don't, because it really compromises the entire objective and serves their purpose to confuse, which is why I believe Jesus said that they were of the synagogue of Satan, and Satan's the father of all lies and deception. We got
okay, I see better where you're coming from now. So you are agreeing that Zionism is a threat. I thought you were almost...
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's cool. I'm with you.
And,
all right, guys, did you want to stay for after the break?
No, thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks for the call. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Once again, we're halfway through the first hour and I haven't even started yet. Let me read a quote from JewsAgainstZionism.com. I want to make it clear, guys. I can't embrace those who say that all Jews are Zionists and they're all evil, because that isn't the case. I know a lot of Jews myself who absolutely detest Zionism. When you start doing that, you are getting into some shady areas there, dangerous areas. Look, the Zionists aren't Jews. The real hardcore Zionists, most of them, they're not Jews at all. They have Jewish last names, but they're actually Khazars. They have no Jewish blood in them whatsoever. They've hijacked Judaism, just like the phony Christians have hijacked Christianity. There's a lot of phony Muslims that have hijacked Islam. On and on it goes. And, they're responsible for the hatred of real Jews. They want that, so they can hide behind it as a cloak to cry victimization, when all the while they're the ones victimizing people. You know, every tyrant in history, a successful one, has played this game. You demonize others. I mean, come on, that's what the mainstream religious world does, isn't it? The finger pointers. By pointing fingers at others, the fanatics are able to hide their own crimes and, in fact, make themselves look innocent and gain sympathy for others so they can get away with their crimes. And nobody will protest it because they don't see it for what it is, because they have too much sympathy for those poor, poor people. You know, all the while Hitler was hating Jews, they weren't the problem. It was the Zionist pigs. Yeah, many of which had Jewish last names, but, if people did their homework, they'd realize what was really going on here behind the scenes. And again, all you got to do is go to the writings of Herzl himself, and you'll see that this has been the plan from the beginning. He said, we must encourage and escalate anti-Semitism at every turn, everywhere we go. Thereby we can gain the support of the masses and, you know, get sympathy for our cause. Anyway, let's go to JewsAgainstZionism.com and read what they have to say. Very interesting statements here they made. Torah Jews protest at every opportunity against the Zionist rule over the Holy Land and the Zionist rebellion against the neighboring nations. Torah Jewry has condemned the Zionist oppression of the Palestinians, the land's veteran inhabitants who have been driven from their homes and properties. The Zionists' barbaric and violent deeds are absolutely antithetical to the essence of the Jewish people. Torah Jewry has never, ever recognized the Zionist state. Since the time of the Zionists succeeding in establishing their state, Torah Jewry has continuously announced to the world that the Zionists do not represent the Jewish people, and that the name Israel that they use is a forgery. You know, I've seen, and I'm sure many of you have as well, video footages, you can, you know, Google it, it's all over the internet, of Zionist protests conducted by Jews, Jewish rabbis, in fact. And they're getting spit upon by hardcore, rabid Zionists. I mean, it's disgusting. These people are very quiet, very humble, and all they're doing is sitting there saying, look at your hatred. Don't you see there's something wrong with what you're saying, with your attitude? You know, where is the love in this? You know, you don't have the love of Yeshua with you, you know, on and on and on. Or the love of of Jehovah. And all the while that they're talking quietly and humbly like that, the Zionists are cursing and swearing and angry, just a hateful vengeance. And it's funny because they're the ones who talk about hate speech all the time. They're the ones that are hateful, folks. They're the anti-Semites. They hate Arabs. Arabs are Semites, too. Anyway, it continues here. We implore and beseech our Jewish brethren to realize that the Zionists are not the saviors of the Jewish people and guarantors of their safety, but rather the instigators and original cause of Jewish suffering in the Holy Land and worldwide. The idea that Zionism and the State of Israel is the protector of Jews is probably the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the Jewish people. Indeed, where else since 1945, I lost my place. The time of the first mass migration of East European Jews to Israel, have Jews been in such physical danger as in the Zionist state? Torah true Jews, which live in, wish to live in peace and harmony with their neighbors in every country among the community of nations, including in historic Palestine. They deplore acts and policies of violence carried out by those who, misusing the name of Israel, have substituted the ideal of chauvinistic nationalism for the eternal values of the Torah. Zionists are engaged, folks, in a war for total world domination. And the primary weapon in their arsenal is deception, ruthless deception. And they don't hide this fact. In fact, they pridefully boast of it. In the Kabbalah, we read, quote, Rabbi Jehuda said to him, Rabbi Cheskiah, he is to be praised who is able to free himself from the enemies of Israel, and the just are much to be praised who get themselves free and fight against them. Rabbi Cheskiah asked, how must we fight against them? Rabbi Jehuda stated, by wise counsel thou shalt war against them, quoting from Proverbs 24:6 in a perverted sense. By what kind of war, the question is asked? by deceit and trickery wherever possible. They must be fought against without ceasing until proper order be restored, that is, when they rule the world. Thus it is with satisfaction that I say we should free ourselves from them and rule over them. Now, who's the them? Ultimately, the goyim, all of the non-Zionists. I won't say non-Jews. That's a term that they would use. But again, I'm not going to do that because this has nothing to do with Judaism, guys. It has everything to do with Zionism, the political school of Zionism. The real goal of Zionism goes way back. And it goes way beyond obtaining and securing a homeland for the Jews. That it's way beyond that, guys. In fact, they've already got that, haven't they? Why does Zionism even exist anymore? The Jews got the state of, the Zionists got the state of Israel established. What are they so adamant about still? Well, obviously they want Palestine, don't they? But it goes even beyond that. Its real goal is complete global domination. They want global government, guys. They are some of the biggest proponents of the New World Order. Here's some quotes from Zionist sources to prove that. This is from the Zohar, which is part of the Kabbalah, from Toldoth Noah, 63b, which states, "The Feast of Tabernacles is the period when Israel triumphs over the other peoples of the world. That is why, during this feast, we seize the lulav and carry it as a trophy to show that we have conquered all the other people." This is their goal, their own stated goal. Here's another quote. This one comes from Jewish World, another Zionist publication. It states, "The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be imbued with Jewish teachings, and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism, in fact, all the separate races and religions shall disappear." Once again, guys, this is their goal, in their own words. They want other races, other religions to disappear and all be meshed with Judaism, i.e. Zionism. It's not Judaism. They use the term Judaism. They want you to think it's synonymous with Zionism. It's not. Here's another one. This comes from Max Mandelstam, speaking at the World Zionist Congress in July of 1898, back in the days of Theodor Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism. Here's what he said. "The Jews," again, Zionists in this context, "the Zionists energetically reject the idea of fusion with the other nationalities and cling firmly to their historical hope of world empire." This one is from David Ben-Gurion, former Israeli prime minister, quoted in the Jewish Chronicle back in the mid-60s. He said, "Jerusalem aspires to become the spiritual center of the world." Here's yet another quote. Again, David Ben-Gurion from Look magazine. He said, "In Jerusalem, the United Nations, a truly United Nations, will build a shrine of the prophets to serve the federated union of all continents. This will be the seat of the Supreme Court of mankind to settle all controversies among the federated continents." Well, now we can see what's really going on with this world system of government, where this is really going to take us, if they have their way. Dr. Nahum Goldman, former president of the World Jewish Congress, i.e. Zionist Congress, speaking in Montreal back in 1963, was quoted as saying, "The Jews might have had Uganda, Madagascar, and other places for the establishment of a Jewish fatherland, but they want absolutely nothing except Palestine, because Palestine is the crossroads of Europe, Asia, and Africa, because Palestine constitutes the veritable center of world political power, the Strategic Center for World Control. There you go, folks. They recognize that it is indeed a strategic area, politically, economically, even militarily. And they fully intend to get it any way they can. And so they rape, pillage, murder on a daily basis the Palestinian people to break their will. It's not working, but that's their goal, to break their will, to get them to give up, to throw their arms up in despair and yield over that land to Israel's control. Israel will not stop, guys, until they get what they want. That's why there's no peace in the Middle East, and there never will be as long as that nation is allowed to continue to play this game. And they're allowed to do it. Why? Because they have complete control over Washington, folks. Google this for yourself and see that IPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, is in fact the biggest and thus the most powerful lobbyist group in Washington, the most influential in Washington. Hey, look, I'll be quoting as we go along from the pages of Haaretz and Jerusalem Post to prove this point. Israel has been the prime mover and shaker through its lobbyist group in getting Washington to go to war with various countries around the world ever since World War II, well, even before that, World War II itself for that matter, but especially in the wake of World War II, all the countries we invaded during the Cold War and now the ones we're invading in the so-called War on Terror, all of this has to do more with the interest of Israel than anything else. Of course, there's other things tossed in there, as always. You know, it's there's a multiplicity of benefits that the scum get from these things, like stealing resources and profiteering with the Pentagon contracting companies. But the real issue here, and by the way, a lot of those companies, most of them, in fact, are owned by Zionists anyway. But the real issue here, the real crux of the crux, and again, this is admitted in the pages of Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, the two biggest papers in Israel, that the big issue here is for the United States to do Israel's bidding, to do Israel's fighting for them. Was Iraq a threat to our national security? Of course not. Was Afghanistan a threat? Of course not. But to Israel it was. Iraq particularly. Very big threat to Israel. And now Iran is the next big threat. That's the next big target on the hit list of the neocons who are working on behalf. Hey, just look at the names. You know, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, yeah? Pearl, Fief, Abrams, all of these guys, folks, all of them, Mr. Chertoff, they're all Zionists. The problem with these people is not that they're Jews, it's that they're Zionists. Chertoff has dual citizenship. Now stop and think about that for a minute. He is a citizen of Israel and the United States, and he occupies one of the highest offices right now in the country, Homeland Security. It weds multitudes of federal agencies all together under his direction, working under, supposedly under Bush. Of course, Bush works under his little string pullers too. But do you understand? Chertoff holds a very high position involving top national security matters, whatever that means anymore. But do you understand, for him to hold that high position and have dual citizenship and thus schizophrenic political loyalties, although, again, when we talk about Zionists, there's no such thing as schizophrenic political loyalties. They have loyalties only to one country. And in case it hasn't dawned on you, that one country is not the United States. His loyalties are singular. Don't worry. His loyalties are with Israel and Israel alone. How do you like that, guys? Your government's already been taken control of by a foreign power, and nobody even knows it, hardly, in this country. Our government has been taken over by a foreign power, literally, not just ideologically. Literally, a foreign power runs your government, folks. Your tax dollars, and I'm not just talking about the stated $4 billion that go over there. There's a lot more billions that go over there that aren't reported, but you know, all the other billions that are spent here are spent on behalf of the interests of the Israeli government through IPAC. IPAC directs pretty much how everything goes in Washington. Stick with me, folks, between today and tomorrow, or however long it takes to go through this, I'll be showing you quotes from prominent people in Washington who have admitted many times over the decades that Israel is calling the shots through IPAC in Washington, that all of our foreign and domestic policies are dictated by this cabal. Here's another quote. The Jewish people, again, the Zionists, cannot ever be destroyed, but rather they and their God of history will emerge in days to come, triumphant over the evils and the foolishness of all other nations. Zion will and must emerge as the mount to which all other peoples turn. Rabbi Meir Kahane, Jewish Press, is where that quote came from. Again, they don't hide it. They actually boast about it, what their agenda is, guys. They want to dominate the world, and they're doing it through your tax dollars. Isn't that interesting? Do you like knowing that you're supporting a country that is taking yours over? And you think that Islam is the big threat? Snap out of it. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Guys, this thing, I tell you, you can't talk about it enough. It is such a major issue. It is so detrimental to our national security. It's unbelievable. You know, the scum in Washington talk about national security all the time, but they do nothing about it. In fact, they continue to destroy national security. And the stuff they do supposedly to protect national security is the very thing that's destroying it. It's unbelievable. The doublespeak, the lies, the hypocrisy, the corruption is just bursting. It's unbelievable. It just boggles the mind. what they're doing. Oh, they're focusing on countries that do not and cannot pose a threat to this nation. The one that is, the number one country that poses the biggest threat, not only to this country, but the whole planet. And there they are supporting it and kissing up to it. And then our lying, sleazy media, which of course is owned by the Zionist pigs, is sitting there turning a complete deaf ear, naturally, to what's really going on in the Middle East. I mean, most Americans honestly believe that the Palestinians are a threat to Israel. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. There are the Palestinians armed with slingshots against army tanks, bombers, semi-automatics, nuclear weapons. Israel has what has to be the second largest arsenal of nuclear weapons. They were denying it all this time, but it just came out this past year. It was in fact admitted by the prime minister that Israel, Olmert admitted that they do have nuclear weapons. Of course they do. Had them for decades. Where did they get them? What do you think? And yet they're the victim. They're the victim. This giant Goliath against little David with the slingshot, and they're the victim. Well, in reality, Goliath was the victim against David, but that's not the case here, folks. Sorry. The best the Palestinians are able to do is chip a little paint off of the tanks as they roll through the streets with their slingshots. Kids, women, children, you name it, and men, of course, too, are getting blown away on a daily basis just for target practice or entertainment purposes of Israeli soldiers. This is absolutely disgusting. And on the few occasions when you do hear of bombs exploding and killing Israelis, you find out that the Palestinian perpetrators very often have Star of David tattoos on their arms. Oh, man, come on. It's Mossad hit piece. Mossad hit jobs. Anyway, let me continue on here. The Zionist lust for power can help us understand the real issue underlying the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haaretz, as I promised, I'd be quoting from Haaretz in Jerusalem Post to prove that point. Here's an article from, or a portion of an article from Haaretz, April 10th, 2007, just a few months back. And listen to this. Here's what they said. The moment of truth has arrived, and it has to be said, Israel does not want peace. When I saw this, my jaw dropped to the floor, and I'm like, hallelujah, amen. It's about time. Well, actually, Haaretz has been talking like this for a long time, but wow, I've never seen an article state it so plainly, so clearly, and so simply, and so honestly. Israel does not want peace, ladies and gentlemen. Not until they're finished getting what they want, and oh boy, their list is big. All right, guys, another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent